Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Los Angeles Rams and their 2022 NFL draft class is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What is going on, Jeremiah? Happy Monday to all the viewers, all the listeners out there. We have a tremendous set of shows today, kicking off with the defending champs, the LA Rams and their draft class. I can't wait to get into it and talk about all these future Rams and hopefully future Super Bowl winners.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching from home or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. Every time you tell your friends and family via word of mouth about our show, just saying, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football in that podcast? And they'll be like, no, what's a podcast? And then you tell them what a podcast is. And then after you tell them what a podcast is, tell them about 100 Yards of Football anywhere that you want to listen to podcasts. Over 900 episodes at this point of our podcast, over 1,000 episodes of our video cast, we will always be here for you. So Mr. Logan Landers, the Los Angeles Rams, their 2022 draft class, what did we get and what do we have to look forward to for this next season?
Let's get into it. We had to wait quite a while for the Rams to pick. Obviously, they won the Super Bowl last year. They've traded a lot of pieces. We had to wait 104 selections before we heard the Los Angeles Rams were on the clock. And with that first selection in round three, they selected Wisconsin guard Logan Bruss. Interesting fact about the young man, he has only allowed one sack in the last three seasons. So they might have gotten someone here who's a steal. He's played both guard and tackle at Wisconsin, and he only allowed, like I mentioned, that one sack in about 600 snaps in the last 3 years combined. In the Big Ten, where he's faced a lot of guys who were drafted this past year, according to, Aiden Hutchinson, the number two overall pick by the Detroit Lions. So, I mean, for having this guy round three, that's a great pickup, I think. You can always bolster that offensive line. Moving on here, we go to pick 142 in round four. South Carolina State cornerback Dakobe Durant had 12 interceptions in college and two against ACC's powerhouse Clemson University with the Tigers. So this is someone who has really good ball skills, had 12 passes overall in his career intercepted at South Carolina State. And he's always just kind of been a ball hawk. He's always around there either getting passes deflected, getting interceptions. So maybe another good steal here from a lesser-known school, of course, South Carolina State. So they might have gotten someone here who one of the best pass-catching running backs in this entire draft. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy to come out of this class, though. But he's got some tremendous value. Really good blocker and a solid receiver. He's able to pick up blitzes and protect his quarterback. And he is a really good, reliable receiver. You can throw it to him, and 9 times out of 10, he's going to catch it and run for a good amount of yards. So another good pick here. I mean, they're not getting generational talents per se, but so far the Rams are getting really good pieces who can already play a factor into their season next year in 2022. Moving it on here, we have UCLA safety Quentin Lake, round six, pick 211. Amazing ball skills once again. Not the most range-worthy safety, right? He's not going to cover the entire field, but if you're in the middle of the field, this guy is going to be a ball hawk, going to be waiting for you. He's going to be able to split some guys. He's going to be lurking, and he is a very athletic man. He's able to get a lot of passes defended and a good bit of interceptions as well. Another solid piece. So far, I'm liking this draft for the Rams. And it keeps getting better, Jeremiah, because they go down to Atlanta, go to Georgia, go to Athens, and they pick up one of the defending champs in college to add to their roster. They get Georgia cornerback Darion Kendrick in the sixth round, pick 212. All ACC and all SEC in his college career. He was great at both Clemson and at Georgia, we all know, was an impact player. Second team all ACC in 2022. And man, what a really good cornerback he was this past year for Georgia. We all know what he did. I don't need to say a lot, but four interceptions led the squad. So far, man, hey, this is looking great. He's got a good, he's able to really get up there and stop the ball from getting caught. That's what you got to do as a corner. We keep it moving here back to another school that not a lot of people have heard of, Jeremiah. We got a Montana State out there with the outside linebacker by the name of Daniel Hardy, round 7, pick 235. Fun fact, though, he was top 10 in the FCS in both sacks and tackles for loss in 2021. So, I mean, you're getting someone who went to, a very small school, but he racked up some good numbers. Let's not forget, when you're leading sacks, when you're leading tackles for loss, you're doing something good. You're able to get behind. You're able to get through that line of scrimmage and get some work in. He had 16.5 sacks, fourth most in Montana State history, and 6 in the FCS just last year. And also 24.5 tackles for losses, third most in school history and 9th in the FCS. Tremendous athlete. He's a little bit smaller, so that's why he probably dropped. But man, just an overall, just a threat on that line, man. I'm telling you. Then we go Kansas State safety, Russ Yeast. Round 7, pick 253. This is a guy who is very versatile. Once again, played corner, played safety, and has also returned kickoffs throughout his career. Played all over the place, played for two different schools, was a cornerback at Louisville for two seasons, then moved over to safety, then played for, of course, like I said, then played safety the rest of his career. Joined Kansas State as a grad transfer, so he was already going to college. He said, you know, I'm just going to focus on ball this year. Did good last year, started 13 games, and got 4 passes intercepted with 14 passes defended, pass breakups, whatever you want to call them, and also was an excellent punt returner and kickoff returner at Louisville, so he still has that in his bag as well. So if the Rams ever need someone to go down there and return the punts on special teams, return the kickoffs, that's your guy right here in round 7. Good, solid selection. Then we go Michigan State offense tackle A.J. Arcuri, round 7, pick 261, was a Big Ten honorable mention this past year in 21. Didn't quite crack it, but he was right there as an honorable mention. Like I said, spent his career in the Big Ten, was a really good blocker, had, you know, went up against some of the best pass rushers in the nation, and now guys who are dominating at the next level. Played at both right tackle and left tackle. And like I said, he was also a Big Ten honorable mention. Stepped up in Michigan's efficient, really good rushing offense. And with, you know, with the Rams as a good passing team and a pretty balanced team overall with the running game, I think he'll slide right in. Might take a little bit of time to get there as a starter, but he is a definite, really good backup, in my opinion. And that was the final selection for this team overall. So, man, what I think this was a really good draft class for a team who had to wait over 100 picks to get their first guy. So I'm going to give my final draft grade for the Rams. I'm going to go with a B+. I think this was a really good draft for them. They got a lot of versatile guys, a lot of guys who are ready to step in at this moment and do some work. I know you might see it and they like, man, what do you mean? They didn't have a first round or a second round pick, but they got guys who are going to fit their system, who are going to just ball day one, I feel, and are going to be, if you're a later round pick, I feel like they're going to be really good quality backups, guys who led the FCS, were top 10 in the FCS. They got a lot of corners, a lot of safeties we saw. So that is crucial. I mean, that is very crucial nowadays to have elite or top tier corners and safeties. As much as the game is changing as big of a passing league as it is, you got to have guys who can do that work. that's why they drafted so many of those in just the short amount of selections they had. So I'm going to go with a B-plus for this Rams grade. Got to love the Darion Kendrick pick. We love the Georgia guys headed out and going to the NFL and what a program he is going to. But I think this was a very good draft. I think that the Rams knocked it out of the park, and I think they are setting themselves up for a very bright future in the 2022 NFL season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. That was an incredible breakdown. And shout out to all the Michigan State, K-State, Montana State, Georgia, UCLA, Notre Dame, South Carolina State, and Wisconsin fans who saw their amazing picks go from being college kids to now being NFL draft prospects, now being NFL draft picks and being on a team. So huge shout out to all those young men as they make these incredible progressions in their career. We wish you all the best. We hope that you make incredible strides and become legendary. And for everybody watching us live or listening to our podcast, thank you so much. And if you are not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football. You can listen to it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We know all of our Los Angeles Rams fans love to listen to our coverage now and our historic coverage where we cover the last few draft classes. Plus, we covered basically all of the major games that the Rams played as they got closer to their win last year. And you would be remiss if you did not go back and listen to some of our other classic episodes where we talk to all of the players, we have interviews with some of the coaching staff, and all kinds of amazing things from around the world of football. And of course, you can listen over on Apple Podcast or Spotify, Amazon, Overcast, Google Podcast, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that breakdown of the Los Angeles Rams. We are 100 Yards of Football, and I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back in just a moment with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.